Title: A Men Break Chopping for Jungle Rollers. Beginner: Ableton Live. Alright, let's build a proper jungle roller out of the Amen Break, inside Ableton, using stock tools only. This is a beginner lesson, but we're going for a real result. Tight, fast, rolling, and punchy at around 172 BPM. Before we touch any effects, remember the golden rule with break chops. If it sounds wrong, you usually don't fix it with more processing. You fix it with timing, then envelopes, then velocity, and only then you reach for the plugins. That order will save you. First, set up the session so you're not fighting Ableton while you're trying to be creative. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and drum and bass. Fast enough to roll, but still controllable while you learn. Set your loop brace to 2 bars. 2 bars is perfect because you can make something that loops cleanly, but still has room for a little variation in bar 2. Now create 3 tracks. 1 audio track called Amen Break. That's where we'll warp and prep the sample. 1 MIDI track called Amen Rack. That's where the slice drum rack will live. And optionally, create a kick layer and snare layer track. We might not need them today, but it's good to have the option if you want a more modern knock later. Now let's import the Amen. Drag your Amen Break WAV onto the Amen Break audio track, ideally in arrangement view, just because it's easy to see the bar lines while we warp. Click the clip so you can see the clip view settings at the bottom. Turn warp on. Here's where beginners either win or lose the whole lesson. Warping. Find the first clean downbeat kick at the start of the loop. Zoom in if you need to. When you're confident you're right on the first kick transient, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, and pick straight. Now press play with the metronome on. Your goal is simple. The Amen should loop perfectly at 172 without sounding like it's flamming or dragging against the grid. If it feels like it's wobbling, don't panic. Try Beats Warp mode, because it's made for percussive audio. Set Preserve to Transients. If you hear little clicks, that's usually not bad audio, that's just the warp slices being a bit too aggressive. You can adjust transient settings or nudge warp markers slightly. The main point is, we want it tight but not mangled. Once it loops cleanly, we slice it. Right-click the warped Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For Slice By, start with Transient. That usually gives you the most jungle feel the fastest, because it follows the original drummer's hits. If transient slicing feels messy, like it's grabbing too many tiny bits or missing hits, switch to slicing by 1/16 instead. That's more grid-based and predictable. But start with transient first. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. That's your Amen kit now. Now, we're going to get organized, because a clean slice map is the difference between finishing a beat in 10 minutes and getting stuck clicking pads forever. Open the drum rack. Start auditioning pads by clicking them. You're hunting for the core pieces, the main kick, the main snare, some hats or ride bits, and a couple ghost snare slices. As you find them, rename the pads. Literally call them kick, snare, ghost, hat. Do it right now. Future you will be grateful. Extra coach move. Delete pads you'll never use. If there are random ambience chunks, weird room tails, or 5 hats that all sound basically the same, get rid of them. Fewer choices equals faster writing and a cleaner groove. And if you want to level up your workflow instantly, color code the pads. Kicks one color, snares another, hats another, ghosts another. When you start doing 1/32 edits, you'll be able to read your rack like a map. Next, the roller pattern. Create a MIDI clip on the Amen Rack track. Make it 2 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16 to begin. We'll go to 1/32 when we want little drags and fills. Here's the blueprint. The roller lives on a strong backbeat, and the movement comes from syncopation and ghosts. Place your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4 of bar 1, and do the same on beat 2 and beat 4 of bar 2. That's your anchor. That's home base. In jungle, the main snare is sacred. Keep it consistent. Keep it confident. Now add the kick. Put a kick on beat 1. Then add an extra kick just before beat 2, around that 1.4 area. Don't overthink the exact grid number. You're listening for that push into the snare. Now we add ghost snares. This is where the roller becomes a roller. Use a ghost snare slice at low velocity between the main hits. Common spots are leading into the main snare, and also between the main snare and the next kick. You're basically sketching little hints of rhythm that create forward momentum. Important, ghost notes should suggest movement, not steal the spotlight. Pull their velocities down. Think 20 to 50 velocity for ghosts. Your main snare might live around 90 to 110, depending on how hard the slice is. Now add hats or ride slices. You can do light 1/16 hats if you want constant motion, or try offbeat hats for a bit more bounce. If your break already has a lot of natural hat texture, you might not need many midi hat hits. Sometimes less is more, and the groove feels faster because there's contrast. Now, human feel. If everything is perfectly on grid at 172, it can sound stiff, but we're not going to randomize everything. We'll do micro timing without chaos. Pick one lane to nudge. Ghost snares. Make them slightly late, just a few milliseconds. Keep the main snare dead on the grid, and keep the kick mostly on grid. That keeps the drive while adding that alive pocket. If you want a quick groove helper, use Ableton's Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool on the left. Try a subtle swing 16 or an MPC style groove. Drag it onto your MIDI clip. Start gentle. Timing at 10 to 20%. Velocity may be 0 to 10%. Random 0 to 5. Jungle groove is usually subtle. Too much swing and you'll wreck the forward charge. Now let's clean up the slices so the chops sound intentional, not like they're fighting each other. Click your kick pad, then look at simpler. Add a tiny fade in, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds, just to remove clicks. Do the same idea for the snare if needed. If you have slices with long tails, especially hats and rides, shorten their decay in the amp envelope so they don't smear across the bar. At 172 BPM, long noisy tails stack up fast, and that's when your roller turns to mush. Huge tightness trick, choke groups. In the drum rack, assign your hat and ride slices to the same choke group. That makes them cut each other off, like a Riedel closed hat. This one move can instantly stop that washy overlap and make your break feel more controlled. Okay, now we process the whole Amen rack track with a simple stock chain. We're not trying to overdo it. We're just shaping and controlling. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450. If it's harsh, a gentle dip somewhere around 6 to 9K can help, but only if you actually hear harshness. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then compensate the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. We want density and bite, not just volume. Next, drum bus. Add a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Crunch. Keep it careful, 0 to 10%. Boom. Keep it subtle too. If you use boom, tune it by ear. Often it lands somewhere around 50 to 70 Hz, but don't treat that like a rule. If it gets fizzy, use damp. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is control, not destruction. If you kill the punch, back the compressor off. In jungle, transients are the attitude. Optional but very useful. On your drum group, add utility and turn on bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz. A lot of breaks have stereo room baked in, and monoing the low end helps the groove translate better, especially on club systems. Now we need variation. A roller with no variation is a loop. A roller with tiny edits is a weapon. In bar 2, add one classic move. Option 1. A snare drag. Put 2 or 3 quick ghost snares right before beat 4. Switch your grid to 1/32 for this. Keep the velocities rising slightly, like a staircase. For example, 22, then 28. Then 35, then maybe 45. That rising energy is the trick. Option 2. A kick stutter right before a main snare. 2 quick kicks, quiet then louder, and then the snare hits like a door slamming. Option 3. Hat switch. Keep the MIDI pattern the same, but swap 1 or 2 hat hits in bar 2 to a brighter ride slice. Same rhythm, different color. It creates variation without rewriting the groove. Option 4. Negative space. Remove 1 obvious hit in bar 2. Often it's a hat or a ghost. The dropout makes the next hit feel bigger, and the groove feels faster because your ear gets contrast. If you want an extra spicy classic jungle detail, try the late snare flam. Duplicate your main snare hit, and place the copy 10 to 25 milliseconds after the main snare. Very low velocity. It makes the snare feel wider and bigger without sounding like reverb. Keep it subtle. If you clearly hear 2 snares, it's too much. Now, optional layering, modern style. If your Amen kick is inconsistent in low end, you can layer a clean kick underneath. Same for snare, a clap or modern snare layer for extra crack. But keep the Amen as the character. The layer is just support. If you do layer a kick, consider high passing the Amen kick slice a little on that pad, so your sub doesn't randomly change from hit to hit. Consistent low end is everything in drum and bass. Now, quick arrangement thinking. because jungle is as much about phrasing as it is about the two-bar loop. Think of three energy lanes, core hits, ghosts, and tops. In an intro, you might start with filter tops, then bring in the snare, then the full kick pattern. In a main section, you bring in the ghosts and little fills. Every 8 bars, change something small. Even just swapping to the straight version for 1 bar can reset the ear and make the busy version hit harder when it returns. And here's a very Reedle Pro workflow. Once your 2 bars are working, resample them to audio. Then do a couple micro edits, a tiny reverse, a hard cut to silence for a 16th, a little re-trigger. That's where the rinse energy comes from. Let's wrap with a quick practice routine you can do today. Warp an amen to 172 BPM and make it loop cleanly. Slice it to a drum rock by Transcend. Build a 2-bar roller with snares on 2 and 4, at least 4 ghost hits, and at least 1 variation in bar 2. Add the processing chain. EQ 8 into saturator, into drum boss, into glue compressor. Then duplicate your 2 bars out to 16 bars and listen. If you're bored by bar 8, you don't need a whole new beat. You need one more tiny edit, one small dropout, or one little drag. Final recap. Warp first, slice second, pattern third, groove and envelopes next, processing last. Keep the main snare consistent, keep ghosts quiet, keep hats controlled with choke groups, and add small variations that don't derail the roller. If you tell me your Ableton version and whether you're on standard or suite, I can give you a ready-to-copy 2-bar MIDI template and a simple rack macro plan for quick chopping and variation.